Hi everyone, this is Kevin. Today it's Wednesday, April 29th. Since last Friday, we've had one additional positive case of COVID-19. The individual works in facilities, Department 200, in Buildings 56 here in Groton, and was last at work on April 28th, yesterday. Of the 36 confirmed cases at Electric Boat, 24 employees have now returned to work. Because this is the first case we've gotten in the last 5 days, we know the actions we're taking are helping to flatten the curve. Similarly, the statistics in our communities are also trending in a hopeful direction. And earlier this week, due to a lowering number of new cases of COVID-19, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo said she's hoping to lift her state's stay-at-home order on May 9th. Similarly, with COVID-19 hospitalizations falling for about a week now in Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont is cautiously optimistic in planning on how the state will start to slowly ease restrictions in the coming weeks. We've been in touch with both governors throughout this pandemic response, and I'll continue to stay in touch with them to ensure we're aware of and prepared for the impact of any changes in their executive orders on our business. As that information becomes available, I'll share all of that with you. For now, our course remains steadily focused on the new standards of personal protection we've adopted since the pandemic began. We're also exploring some new tools that may prove valuable in helping us maintain a safe environment. For example, employees entering the Groton South Gate yesterday morning were invited to volunteer for a thermal imaging scan designed to gauge body temperature. This technology is made by a company called FLIR and takes an infrared image of your face and uses your tear ducts to determine if you have a higher than normal temperature. I participated and the process took a few seconds. The equipment is accurate, and we were able to process 2 people roughly every 5 seconds. Our colleagues at General Dynamics Land Systems in Ohio are also exploring this technology, and we're comparing notes. While these types of sophisticated technologies are very promising, temperature scans will really not help if people are asymptomatic. That's why we need to continue to stay disciplined on the basics to protect ourselves, our teammates, and our families. Maintain a safe distance of 6 feet or more from your colleagues. Wear a face covering while at work, wash your hands with soap and water, and use hand sanitizer, and most importantly, stay home if you're sick. Please stay healthy and safe, and thanks for listening. We'll communicate again with you by the end of the week.